Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, we're getting super arty. Adam's off to the National Gallery to find out about a festive-themed show that's on this week. And we're getting Christmas crafty. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam's visiting a gallery.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, I'm at the National Gallery right now, which is one of England's largest galleries. We're going to have a look around and meet some very interesting people and some very interesting paintings too.
My name's Alison. I'm the Family and Children's Programmer at the National Gallery. We design experiences, events, opportunities for families and for children to come to. The National Gallery is free. It's open all but 4 days of the year with 2,300 paintings in the collection. It belongs to the nation, so it's available for everybody and everyone should feel a part of and a belonging to the place. It's a beautiful big building with high ceilings, mosaics on the floor and a large variety of paintings on the wall. Okay, so we're in room 36 at the moment. It's a really splendid room where many other rooms come off this cross section and a beautiful high dome ceiling. And this is actually the location where we're going to do our February half-term event. It's going to be over 3 days. We're working with the artist Playbill Play, and they're working co-creatively with a group of children over several workshops beforehand, which will inform and help to design the event that we actually put on. They are taking inspiration from the architecture of the building, and they'll be looking at space, shape, relationships, and the environment as a whole.
Lots of school children around us right now. I know your education centre is closing soon for refurbishment, but there is an app that people can download, isn't there?
Yes, of course. So that is the Finder of Paintings app, and that is free to download onto any mobile device. And it's great for families and children when they come here to do that together. They can make discoveries about the collection and find out more and enjoy the environment through a digital application.
Yeah, I'm Clara Rouge. I'm Head of Hospitality and Events here at the National Gallery.
Claire, we're stood in front of a very lovely looking painting right now. Tell me more about it.
So this is Hendrik Averkamp's painting of a winter scene with skaters near a castle. And it's based in the 17th century in the Netherlands. And what's going on here is back in the olden days, they would do beautiful frost fairs. And there's people having lots of fun, we assume at Christmas time, children skating, market trading going on, and just all sorts of different wonderful things happening in the picture.
And this is related to a show that you've got on at the moment. Should we go down to the theatre and you can tell me more about it?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right, we're on our way to the theatre now. Claire, what's in front of us?
So what we've got here is just the backdrop to the show, really, with a picture opportunity with a lovely sleigh, the backdrop that you'll see in the theatre in a moment when we walk in, and a little hint of what the show's all about.
And there are two very solid-looking doors that we're about to go through there. So I recognise that building. That's the building that we just saw in the painting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me more about the story of this play.
What we've done with this particular painting is focus on a couple of the characters in the painting that you'll see when you look closely at the picture. And they are two children called Frederick and Micah. And the story is based on them and their adventures going through a frosty forest with a frosty foe and just their adventures about saving Christmas. The frosty foe is out to destroy Christmas and they're out to save it.
So we've taken a look at the painting, which is obviously the inspiration behind the story of the show. But why is the National Gallery putting on a Christmas show at all?
Why we wanted to put this performance on was to really kind of get our artwork more out there for children to appreciate and enjoy. The gallery can sometimes have some very you know, serious topics in its art. So I think we wanted to pick out some great paintings that would work for this kind of an event and for children to really look at it and see it in a whole different way and appreciate it rather than looking at it and not really understanding what it's all about.
Tell me more about the show that people can see then if they come down and watch it.
Okay, so this is a 60-minute performance. Audiences will delve into the story of two children, Frederick and Micah, who I mentioned earlier, and they'll journey to defeat a frosty foe who is out to destroy Christmas. And what will happen through the story is they will come across different animals and characters who help them on their journey. There's lots of beautiful, cheery songs, lots of festive feels. There's the frosty foe is a real kind of pantomime villain type of character. And it's just lots of laughs, lots of lovely songs, and then Father Christmas makes an appearance towards the end and saves the whole affair. So what's really beautiful about the show as well is the messaging around the storyline is about bravery and resilience with children, and to be strong and, you know, not to worry about not to worry about how you're perceived by people. There's a real mental health kind of message in there, which I think, you know, in these times is just perfect as well.
So you've been running this show since the 26th of November. This week is its final week. What times are the shows on? How can people come down and see it?
Okay, so this week, as you mentioned, it's on every day this week up until the 23rd of December. There are four shows a day, starting from 10:30, 12:30, 2:30, 4:30. So there's a whole range of times that people can come along. They can book tickets through our National Gallery website, searching for Picture Perfect Christmas, and you'll be able to book tickets there. We've also got a really gorgeous Christmas cafe open where you can buy some lovely snacks and hot drinks and sweets for the performance. And then obviously at the end of the show, you're able to go through the gallery and find the painting itself and enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thanks, Adam. You can find out more by searching for the National Gallery online.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now, all week Meg has been asking the Fun Kids presenters for their odd socks. It's a bit weird, right? But apparently, it's for a super cool craft. So let's find out what she's up to in the final instalment of Craft Corner.
I'm here in Craft Corner in the Fun Kids HQ, and we're going to be making a little DIY gift. It's perfect for a doorstopper. It is a no-sew sock snowman. It's perfect for trying for anyone who has ever experienced the missing sock. You know, when you have a pair of socks and one of them goes missing, where do they go? I still have no answer, but luckily they are perfect for this craft. So you need one white sock and one coloured sock. So I've got two. I've honestly never found the pair. I think these have been in my drawer for like a year, and they are cleaned. They're not smelly. No smelly socks for this one, please. So get two clean socks, one that's white and one that is coloured. You're also going to need some rice. Any type of rice will work. Some rubber bands or a bobble, colourful buttons or pom-poms, a ribbon, and some markers or paint, and an orange pom-pom as well. So the first thing you want to do is make a cone out of a piece of paper, put it in your sock, and then pour the rice carefully into the sock so that you fill the sock. Once you're happy with the amount of rice in your sock, then you want to tie the top of the sock, which is open, with a hairband or a rubber band, super, super tight. Or you can just tie a big knot in it, which works perfectly fine as well. Then feel your snowman and kind of decide which part you want to be the bottom and which part you want to be the head, and tie a rubber band in the middle to make kind of the neck, the place where those two balls of the snowman would connect. Then what you want to do now you've formed the head shape is pop on the buttons onto its chest. Now you can use three buttons. What's quite cool is sometimes when you get like a new cardigan or maybe a new coat, sometimes they give you a little spare button. So I've got some spare buttons from different clothes that I've had over the years. You could also use pom-poms for this, or if you've got neither, you could just draw on or use a bit of glitter. But basically make those three little buttons for the snowman. Then draw a mouth and eyes with a black marker pen or a black paint. Just be careful, don't leave that marker pen on for too long or the colour will start to bleed. Then draw an orange carrot for the nose, or you could use a little orange pom-pom. I want my snowman to have a scarf. I've got a little piece of ribbon that came with a Christmas gift last year, so I'm just going to pop that round his neck for the scarf, but you could find one in old packaging, or take a little bit of the sock from the top that's not being used, the bit that we tied the knot in, and cut a strip, decorate it, and then use that as a scarf. That's a perfect no-waste thing to do. You can also make a little hat for the snowman, which is what my colourful sock. So I've got this stripy sock. I'm just cutting the heel off carefully. Get an adult to help you if you're using scissors as well, remember. And then I'm turning over and it's kind of made a little hat. And if I pop it onto the snowman, it is the cutest little hat. I absolutely love this snowman. It is so cute. So I'm using mine to pop open the door. You can use it as like a door stopper. You can also just use it as a little ornament, or it's super fun to squidge as well. Hopefully you love your snowman as much as mine. Now I think I'm going to make another one so that my snowman has a friend. Vex, would you like to help me out with my second snowman?
I would love to. I've got my spare socks here so I can make a snowman with a red hat. And I've washed them all ready to go so they're not too smelly either. And just like that, we're done. So this is the final episode of Activity Quest for 2022. We'll see you in the new year with loads more stuff. We're off on safaris, we're going trampolining, and we're visiting museums as well. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you're after some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner and Paul Dragunner, and has additional editing from Meg Long. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.